Hello.
My name is Tam and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Yes, this is she.
I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Hi, I just want to reopen my case.
Okay, may I have your social, please?
16078-1665.
Could you repeat that, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's 16078-1665.
Thank you. Can you verify your name, please?
Paulina Martinez.
Your date of birth?
September 7, 1997.
Your mother's maiden name?
Garrido, G-A-R-R-I-D-O.
And can you please verify your state, the state, and your the driver license number in your the state, driver license state?
Driver license state is Alabama. I'm sorry? Okay, thank you. And the number is 8828256.
Thank you, ma'am. Do you have, could you verify another name you worked under?
No, it's just under Paulina Martinez.
Okay. Yes, I have a Paulina Nartind, N-A-R-T-I-N-E-D.
No, it's E-Z at the end.
No, ma'am. Okay. And you don't have a name change, correct?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Okay. Verified your birthday. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
I have not.
Okay. And you verified your driving license number and everything for me. If you are approved, ma'am, for benefits, you have an option to receive your payments direct deposit into a checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. What would you prefer, ma'am?
Direct deposit.
Is that checking or savings?
It's going to be checking.
May I have your I need a routing number, please, and an account number.
Okay. That routing number is 065. 400-137.
Could you repeat that, please?
065-400-137.
Thank you. Can I have an account number, please?
8160-00720.
Could you repeat that, please?
816-00.
Okay. You said 00?
Yes.
Okay.
So it was 816-00-0720.
Okay, wait a minute. I have 816-00. What was the next number, ma'am?
0.
Let's do this all over again.
Okay.
Give me your account number, please.
816-00-0720. 816-00-0720. Yes.
Thank you. Can you verify your mailing address, please?
It's going to be 903 County Road.
Do you have a number behind that, ma'am?
461.
Okay, and can I have a zip code, please?
35046.
And what city is this, ma'am?
Clinton, Alabama.
Clinton,
Alabama.
Okay, hold on. Clinton, okay. Is your resident address different from the above mailing address?
No, it should be the same.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, or yes, it has.
Thank you. And can I have the phone number you have on file?
703-332-9965.
Thank you. And it's the following address is recommended, 903 County Road 461, Clinton, Alabama, Clanton, correct?
Yes.
35046.
Yes. So, yeah, it was, actually, can you repeat it one more time? Sorry.
Hold on. Okay, I got to. When I do these questions, then I can go back to it, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
It's necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. You will be asked to answer some randomly generated questions. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Bessemer, Opelika, Birmingham, or Enterprise, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? A, Scrapbooking, Commonwealth, Pipeco, Gallup, or Pano's Yard Tools, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 102-30 Locklies Drive, 2900 Mayon Drive, 5722 Wood Creek Lane, 9829 Town Lane.
Town Lane.
Which of the following cities has never had it? Which of the following cities has never had a current or former association to you? Leeds, Fairfax, Huron, or Irondale, or all of the above?
So which one hasn't had an association?
Has never had one.
Huron?
H-U-R-O-N, Huron?
Yes.
Which of the following streets have you never lived or used as an address? Town Lane, Berry Road, Southwest, High School Walk, or Michael Circle, or all of the above?
The High School Walk.
Southwest High School Walk?
Yes.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
No.
Can you give me the reason for a break in claim?
Relationship. I don't know if that counts, but relationship.
Ma'am?
Relationship that I was in.
No, a reason for the break in your claim.
It was just personal life.
Hold on. Let me ask you. Hold on. Ma'am.
Yes.
Okay. I asked, have you worked since the last time you filed? And you said no. So it really needs a reason why you had a break in your claim. Were you, you know, was you consistent with filing, or it wants to know the reason for breaking claim? Why you didn't file?
Well, I moved to Clanton from Irondale, and
yes,
so
ma'am.
I was waiting on the paperwork, and I haven't received the paperwork. So I'm calling again to see if it was closed or if I can, you know, update it or whatnot.
Yes, ma'am. You moved from Clanton to Irondale?
The opposite, Irondale to Clanton.
Oh, from Irondale. Okay. Okay, you moved from Irondale to Clanton.
I want a refill.
And you were what now? You say you moved from Irondale to...
Yes, I moved from Clanton to Irondale.
Okay, you moved from Irondale to Clanton or Clanton to Irondale?
From Irondale to Clanton.
And has your phone number changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yeah.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yeah.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yeah.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
What was your job title?
Registered Behavioral Technician.
What, ma'am?
Registered Behavioral Technician.
Registered Behavioral
Technician.
Would this be a psychiatric tech? You work with the mentally impaired?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, thank you.
Okay. Your temporary PIN number, ma'am, is 6597.
6597.
Correct. The following instructions or telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week.
Okay.
The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career System. Alabama Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim.
Yes.
In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims you calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week will result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file the internet, the web app address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file by telephone, you should call 1-800-273-8255. 752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities on how your claim is determined. So please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center.
Thank you.
You're welcome.